Gentlemen, we are back on the record. We are now taking up a few items. Is this going? This is. From the agenda, docket item 317-10, President Lennon reappointing Melissa Hanberg of 56 Valentine Street as the parent member of the Newton Child Care Commission for a term to expire on December 31st. 2012. I should also point out for the record that we had started this evening's session in joint meeting with the Public Facilities Committee. Present at that meeting with myself, Alderman Linsky, the Vice Chair, Alderman Merrill from Ward 1, Alderman Hesmahan from Ward 3, Alderman Blazer from Ward 6, Alderman Baker from Ward 7, and Alderman Fisher from Ward 8. And we're picking up the agenda at this point now. Wednesday, December 8th. This is a reappointment,
Mr. Chairman, may I make a suggestion just in the interest of time? We have five reappointments, and if you would be prepared to read them all into the record and move them as a body, I would be glad to support that motion.
Okay. I guess the only question is this. All but, I think, you said five, I counted four, right?
There's five.
One, two.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it four?
It's
four.
Barbara Linsky and John Rice.
Oh, no, that's a request. I'm sorry.
Hey, but three of them are reappointments, and I think they were instructed not to appear. And then John Rice is out of town anyhow.
Well, so he's a member of this committee.
He's a member, and he would have had to recuse himself.
We can't appoint one of our own members.
I don't know.
As soon as you lose.
He'd have to recuse himself. So, anyway.
Let's appoint him anyway.
So, is it the sense of the body to take all four up together? I will read them all collectively into the record. Docket item 318-10, President Lennon reappointing Katie Grossman of 47 Brookline Street as the child care provider member of the Newton Child Care Commission for a term to expire December 31st, 2012. Docket item 354-10, Barbara Litsky, 68 Highland Avenue, Newtonville, reappointed to the Board of Trustees for the Newton Free Library for a term of office to expire on June 30th, 2015. Those three are reappointments. And finally, docket item 316-10, President Lennon appointing Alderman John Rice as a member of the Newton Child Care Commission for a term to expire on December 31st, 2011. There is a motion for approval of these appointments. Is that President Emeritus make that motion? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
President Emeritus has made the motion for approval. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none, all in favor of approval. That's five in favor. Opposed, none. There are three members not present in voting. So by a vote of five in favor, none opposed, no abstentions, three members not present in voting, these items are approved. Okay, now that brings us down to docket item 422.06, parens 2, Alderman Hesmahan requesting that a task force be established to meet and prepare a report and recommendation regarding the regulation of noise, air pollution, and best practices with respect to the operation of power equipment used in landscaping property and yard maintenance, including, without limitation, leaf blowers. Alderman Hesmahan is present.
Yep. For many reasons, nothing's happened on this, and I can explain why. Apart from what's been going on in land use, the snow removal ordinance has kind of sucked all the air out of City Hall. And a lot of the same people I would need to work with to put something together for creating a task force. The same people that have been working on that. We've also obviously had administrations to turn over. I would move to just hold it. I do think it's something that's worth pursuing. I still get, I don't know about other people, but I get complaints on a regular basis, and it's usually around the beginning of the spring and the end of the fall, when, of course, you get the most activity, but throughout the summer. And the reason I expanded this beyond just the leaf blowers was because the kind of complaints I'm getting now actually go towards trimmers. There's a new generation of trimmers that, for whatever reason, these are the ones, the trimming, edging, yep, things like that are gas-powered, for whatever reason, are just incredibly loud. Mm. People are regularly complaining about it. So, and because my name's forever associated with motorized landscaping and yard maintenance, they seem to find me. I do need to, the people that I need to coordinate with are people like Bob DeRubis Tom Daly, because they both do the, you know, lion's share of the stuff that needs to be done in terms of yard maintenance for, you know, playgrounds, parks, and et cetera. As well as, I think I need to work with Sarah Ecker, who's now no longer doing two jobs, and is just doing community relations, and probably Bob Rooney, maybe a few other people that I need to coordinate with, see if there's some interest. If there's no interest in the mayor's office in pursuing this, frankly, there's probably no point, to be honest, because unless they're willing to, you know, support and staff a task force that would look at this. And I assume that the people that would be on it would be people like, you know, landscapers, citizens, and others who might be interested in the issue. Institutions, you know, for instance, because golf courses, whoever, anyone who has a need, and anyone who suffers because of the noise. But it's something of an undertaking. When Cambridge did this a few years back, it actually grew out of several attempts at getting an ordinance that would ban leaf blowers, same as we did here in Newton and failed here. They finally, because particularly institutions, Harvard and MIT, had, you know, real issues with how that was going to be done, all joined together into a task force that came up with an ordinance that seems to work. I mean, it's enforceable, and it's particular to Cambridge because their density and population and the size of the city as a whole and the number of institutions and the type of institutions are different. I think we might need different solutions. We can't just crib and take their ordinance and you know, superimpose it on Newton. But again, if I can't get the mayor's office to want to pursue this, then you know, I'll just come back and let you know that next time.
Well, if you can't, I guess I would encourage you to think about a division of the question, because before we were trying to regulate the use of the equipment and the noise ordinance and things like that. The air pollution piece is really a separate question, and I think maybe worth some, because that's a different, it's how the instrument is used, and I've just seen these, you know, people blowing stuff all over the road and everything.
Oh, no, I know.
Sitting there thinking.
Well, actually, I mean, most of the ordinance was actually that we ended up with drafting, with the exception of the seasonal ban, was not particularly objectionable. Most people agreed with it, like not blowing stuff in the road, not blowing it into your neighbor's windows, not blowing it into neighbor's doors, not blowing it onto neighbor's lawns, things like that. That was pretty non-controversial. It was just the one piece that was a problem.
Well, that's why I'm suggesting that if you, rather than push the task force, you may want to take the piece that's non-controversial, because just because that piece is different in kind and quality, and you might get something that will give you some conversation
and a reason for people to hate me. The other I lost my drift of my gist.
Hate me,
huh?
I was just giving you lots of words. Hate me.
Hate me. Yeah, right. I'm tired. It's a long night.
Oh, you've had a few.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm saying, you know, I wasn't around when this was brought up, and when I saw it, I thought it was good that it was brought up. I think that what's happening with landscaping is just a tremendous, unnecessary pain in the ear. And I'm surrounded by landscapers. I think I'm the only one on my street in the area that doesn't have a landscaper, except for me and my wife. In loud terms, that's good.
I'm exactly the same.
And I'm just amazed at how these crews come in and they cut the lawn and then they blow the lawn with the leaf blowers, which were actually, you know, they're not even leaf blowers anymore. They blow everything all the time, and some crews are better than others. Some do the work quickly. Some take half an hour to cut a lawn and blow a lawn for half an hour.
I have to tell you, I was sitting out raking my lawn, and the leaf blower guy comes along, and he blows the leaves into my lawn. I'm out there, you know. I walked over and I said, "Time out."
Right.
You know, he and I had a little conversation, and so he came and blew the leaves back.
and there's good reasons. I mean, there are machines up there, you know, quiet the noise quite a bit. They are out of existence.
Yes,
if the city peasants are on saying you have to use these leaf blowers,
in fact, the landscapers were very open to that. When I met with them, and you know, they said, you know, we don't want you to ban them. but we would not mind having licensing or permitting or whatever, where, you know, certain standards we'd have to meet up to, because, you know, frankly, for us, it's better anyway. You know, to have everybody using the same stuff, you know, then it levels the playing field for competition. We're not competing against the guys with the gas belching or fumes belching.
The old equipment.
Yeah, so I mean, in fact, the landscapers are all in favor of that kind of thing.
So what happened with what happened?
Dick, how much time?
Okay, no, it'll take. All right, well, I'll ask you. I'm just wondering, you know, why it was such a.
Well, it was a
long, well attended lynching party.
But I think there's sort of it. I'd move hold on this, but I would, you know, at some point when you finally come up here, if there is such a time, think about what's severable, and rather than a task force, because the problem with the task force is.
Yeah, I know. It was a thought.
It was a thought. And that's why I think if you can think again.
Yeah, I'll think again.
Mitch?
I was thinking. They were in favor, but they wanted to phase it in so they could use their old stuff for a while.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's reasonable.
So the only thing I think, it seems to me, you know, you could put a hold on it, which I would support, but to create some kind of education outreach, you know, and maybe when you talk to the mayor.
Said that they have to come for the mayor.
See if there's some... you know, something you could tell. We were talking tonight about the, you know, the contractors, mm-hmm. The snow guys, and they, of course, play both sides.
Well, you can, I mean, you know, instead of having a trial for 3 years in the sunset, maybe you have a deferred implementation for 3 years. You know, to say, this will happen in 3 years, and...
Yeah, no, there's a lot of different ways.
There are different ways to do this, but anyway, I'll move polls so we can.
Okay.
What I was going to say... discretion, because I will support hold too. I think it's a very important item, and I occasionally people do ask me about it, and so it's not gone. Whether you want to create, if you like the idea of something, we could create a new horrendous.
I would just as soon dock it another.
You
want
to dock
it
first.
Because you know, frankly, this has got a beard on it.
Yes.
I think it makes more sense to docket a new item that gets the wording right rather than...
Okay, that's fine.
Trying it.
Okay, so there is a sense of motion. Who made that motion?
I did.
President?
I yield to the maker.
Okay. The maker of the docketer, Alderman Hespahan, has moved hold on this item. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of hold. It's 5 in favor, none opposed. No abstentions, and no... 3 members not present in voting. So the item is held.
And Mr. Chairman, I would recommend the next 3 items which relate to rules all be referred as a block for the Rules Subcommittee.
Docket item 355-10, President Lennon and Alderman Lappin requesting a change to the rules of the Board of Aldermen to eliminate the Real Property and Reuse Committee. Issues regarding reuse of buildings to be referred to Public Facilities Committee, and issues regarding reuse of city-owned land would be referred to the Land Use Committee. Effective date of this change would be January 1st, 2012. Docket item 356-10, President Lennon and Alderman Lappin requesting a change to the rules of the Board of Aldermen to eliminate the Post-Audit Committee. All post-audit follow-up items would be discussed in the subcommittee that originally heard them. Effective date of this change would be January 1st, 2012. Docket item 357-10, President Lennon and Alderman Lappin requesting a change to the rules of the Board of Aldermen to eliminate the Committee on Community Preservation. All community preservation items will be referred to the Finance Committee. Effective date of this change will be January 1st, 2012. There's a motion that's made by President Marius Baker to refer these 3 items to the Rules Subcommittee.
Well, lucky thing, one of the items wasn't to eliminate the Rules Subcommittee.
It's an ad hoc committee. We can recreate it anytime we want.
No, apparently that's not on the... on the agenda. Is there a discussion on the motion to refer? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, that's 5 in favor, none opposed, no abstentions, 3 members not present in voting. So, by a vote of 5
I will say that when we get to this discussion, the irony is that the Real Property Reuse Committee was created because it went to land use, public facilities, and finance. And people were unhappy about having it go to three committees.
That's when there were a lot of buildings that were getting repurposed.
So, by vote of five,
I just think it's so sad that people keep getting
three members not present voting, those items are referred to the rules committee. There's one other docket item.
Yes, there is.
And I just will pass out around here.
I saw the email.
Alderman Brandel.
It's been so long, he's forgotten where it is. Did Alderman Sangiolo say?
She didn't, so, you know.
Let's hold it.
I guess that's what, just in part because Amy's not here either.
I don't think that's fair to.
But in any event, you can, there is this to munch on in the meantime.
I mean, can we do one thing, though? And I read Alderman, or.
Let me first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me read it into the.
I'm in a hurry.
Docket item 207-08, Alderman Brandel and Sangiolo proposing that the following question be put before the Newton voters. Quote, shall the city of Newton be allowed to exempt from the provisions of Proposition 2.5 the amounts required to pay for the bond issuance in order to fund Newton North High School? This matter has been voted on by the Finance Committee, where it was also referred to, no action necessary, and they did that back in March. It is now presently before this committee, and there is a discussion by Alderman Hesmahan relative to placing a hold.
I did read Bill's memo, and I also, and because Amy's not here, I kind of hesitate to deep six the Brangiolo item. But one thing that occurs to me is, I think it's a futile gesture to do this if the mayor's not going to support it. I think it would be important for the makers, the docketers to, you know, find out whether the mayor will support this, because frankly, if it doesn't, it doesn't go anywhere. Just my thought. We could do it over the mayor's head, but we'd need a veto-proof majority to do it, and I would like to know whether the mayor's going to support this, and it's his capital plan, it's his,
well, even then,
we approve the budget, we approve the capital plan, but he moves it, and he does the planning. I don't think it's fair to do this without his input.
And the other problem is that these questions are not self-fulfilling.
No.
Somebody's going to run a campaign to make it.
Well, I didn't say I'd support it. I said that.
Yeah.
Well, if the mayor wants to put it on the ballot, I'm all, you know, fine. Let him do it, but.
Well,
I hesitate to do it.
Alderman Fishman.
I think one reason to delay this is that the mayor's going through this capital evaluation. It's a little premature to even get to them. He may actually support something like that, but it's not ready for prime time.
But we, just my view is we have to let him weigh in on it. I don't want to vote on this without knowing where the mayor's at.
Okay.
What was Bill's attitude about this last time? He and Amy, that they were going to try to force the mayor to do this?
No, last time, well, first of all, last time they did this in the middle of...
The budget.
No. They did this the first time in the middle, this is the second item. The first time they did this in the middle of the deliberations about Newton North and the site plan and before we actually got through with all that, right on up through the budget. And so, yes, it did go through the budget. And then it was withdrawn, as I recall, at their insistence. They said, no point. And then they brought it back again, because we can always have a debt exclusion, even if a project is already completed, so long as we're still paying for it. You know, it just gives us the authority. We don't have to use it. And I don't, and frankly, I'm not averse to that, but I'm also not going to go out and campaign for it either, because it seems to me this... Unless the mayor, as I said, it seems like the mayor drives the fiscal policy, we ought to at least have the mayor weigh in on this.
Yeah. Alderman Hesmahan has made a motion to hold, is that correct?
Yes.
Also, I just point out Alderman Brandel's letter itself indicates that if you're not quite clear about how all this works, it has to be held. So.
He's asked it to be held.
So,
any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion to hold, that's 5 in favor, opposed none, 5 abstentions, 3 members not present voting. That item.
So motion to adjourn.
So we could.
President Murray has made a motion to adjourn, all in favor, 5 in favor, none opposed. We are adjourned at
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
On the nose.
I mean, they ended as part of a wrap.